This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Susan Stamberg. A leading environmental group says it's getting the largest grant ever given to support conservation, more than $250 million. The money will be used to buy land in dozens of the world's most biologically valuable places and to set up sites to study and put new conservation strategies into use. NPR's Alex Chadwick reports.
Even though the grant is to be spread over 10 years, $261 million is a lot of money. But the Washington-based environmental group Conservation International, CI, already knows how it will spend it. The group chairman is Peter Seligman.
We are going to identify what pieces of the landscape need to be completely protected and which pieces of the landscape need to be carefully guarded, although not totally protected, and we're going to make certain that that protection takes place.
CI is a young organization founded just 14 years ago, but it's already among the most respected environmental advocates, with a reputation for blending idealism and practicality with ambitious goals. It's got a staff of about 1,000, many of them experienced field scientists, who pursue research and conservation projects around the world. The organization has helped develop a list of what it calls hotspots, more than 24 areas dense with biodiversity, the term for ecological riches. A CI conference last year concluded it might take $30 billion to secure its environmental vision. The record-setting grant CI is announcing now comes from a foundation created by and named for one of the founders of the Intel Corporation in Santa Clara, California, Gordon Moore, and his wife, Betty. They got interested in saving the environment, Gordon Moore says, because they've seen so much of it change.
Even the places we used to go, which were very remote, are much more developed now. Just see all the wildness disappearing and the whole environment changing and getting homogenized in the process.
Mr. Moore joined the board of CI several years ago and helped lead last year's conference that developed the organization's long-range strategy. The $250 million donation is driven at least in part by the sense of timing. In CI's ecovision, the world is not yet doomed to go from environmentally bad to environmentally worse.
Hopefully, if we can get through the next 100 years, the actual pressure on the environment is likely to decrease because the world's population is expected to peak during this century.
That's long-range planning indeed, and perhaps complicated by the more immediate concerns that worry many nonprofit groups these days. The war on terrorism pushes everything else aside, and people are thinking about donating mostly to help the victims. CI Chairman Peter Seligman.
I was worried about that myself, but now I have a different perspective. I think that the events of September 11th have shown the entire world how tiny a planet we live on, how actions taken in one place really affect the actions of other places, and how what we have in common really is a shared environment, whether it's the air, water, the biological diversity, the forests. That's something that is a common ground for all people.
He may be right. Conservation International reports contributions have actually increased since the attacks, and that's not counting the extraordinary gift from the Gordon and Betty Moore Foundation. Alex Chadwick, NPR News, Washington.